Cooper has a back contusion, and really that's the only one actually. And then it was good to see all three phases function the way that they did today. I was proud of the guys and the attitude that they took into this game. It was a it was just they were nice and focused. They didn't let the weather be a distraction. They maintained the football. There weren't a lot of turnovers on our side, which was important. The fans were spectacular out here. I mean, our fans stayed, which was incredible in the weather conditions that we had. The takeaways, we had two takeaways, one on the special teams, and then DJ had the big pick at that point, and I think that was actually a big turnover when you look at it. Dexter, I thought, had a good day, to say the least. Seven returns for 177 yards and a touchdown, and then Jamal just continues to be the best. I mean, he's as good as they come. 19 carries for 151 yards, two touchdowns, one running and one catching. So field position was huge during the day. Again, special teams was a big part of that. I thought the coaches, Dave and Kevin, had a tremendous game plan on special teams, as did Doug and Bob on offense and defense there. Dempsey's return was big also. Sporting KC, I'm telling you, it's hard to be a champion, right? And they did it, and we're proud of those guys. I didn't mention the Nelson Mandela's death the other day, but what a tribute to mankind that he is. Phenomenal person, and the trials and tribulations that he actually went through to do the things that he did. I mean, those kind of people don't come around very often, and so my hat goes off to him and for the things that he did, and in particular for South Africa, but really for the world. So, time's your.
And how important was it to get back to playing the game the way you guys played it earlier in the season? Is that a big thing at this point in the season?
I think so. I thought it's tough to lose three games in the National Football League, three consecutive games. It seems like a year. Those are dog years, as you'd say. Each week that you have a loss in the NFL, and so for the guys to come back and rebound after that, I was proud of them. The effort, the way they approach practice. I thought they did a heck of a job, all the way around.
Do the weather conditions affect game plan on either side of the ball, or the special teams for that matter?
Not really. No, I mean, we kind of came out and did what we do. We were able to mix it up on offense. Thought our defense, they did the same thing. I thought offensively they weren't running the ball every down. That's not what they were doing. So I thought, I don't think it really affected either game plans either way, and neither special teams nor offense or defense.
Were you checking scores before you came in here?
Yeah. Ted made me stand there and watch it.
Pretty disappointing to know you got to go.
I don't even know what they are. I mean, their games aren't over, so I came in. I got tired of waiting. I mean,
you took one more step, though, regardless of what anybody does. You took one more step. I mean, did today, you win next week.
That's right.
So what did this mean today? End the three-game losing streak and get that much closer.
Randy, I'll tell you. I mean, something happens here and one of these teams wins, I mean, we're still going to come out and try to play our best game next week. So I'm not really into all that other stuff, but. I'm just proud. I'm proud of the guy. I'm proud of the coaches and the guys, and just the way they handle things. I mean, I just thought that they did a heck of a job there.
This game kind of encapsulated kind of what you did those first nine. Talking about winning the turnover battle and special team performance.
The score was different, though. The score was, some of those games are pretty close. This one here, there's a little bit bigger margin there, but. Particularly the points in the first half, I'm a big Mike Shanahan fan, and he's got a great coaching staff, and they've got good football players here. And I'll be the first to tell you, there's a small margin between winning and losing in this thing, and sometimes things don't go right. I mean, they just for whatever reason, but you're talking about a Hall of Fame coach and good football player. So
you've had a lot of success in your career. How gratifying is it to do in year one of the program?
Yeah, you know, I keep coming back. I've been blessed to be around good people, I think, most of all. The players have been all in from day one, and the coaches have been the same way. I mean, they've just busted their tail to try to make it right, and the players have busted their tail to try to make it right. And, you know, it's rewarding in the fact that good things have happened to them and for the organization. Up to this point. Now, we've still got, you know, a few games here left, so we've got to make sure we take care of business here.
So you guys really set the tone in the first quarter.
Yeah, I felt that way. We were able to score a few points in the first half, the first quarter, the first three or four possessions. We came out with points, and I thought that was important, that we were able to kind of get things rolling quickly and – you know, we were able to, that ended up happening.
All right, thank you.